monitoring.
4REZ, KB4, CBA.
KJ4, REZ, good afternoon. Floyd, as in Pink Floyd.
Well, I'm like David, David the Giant Killer. So there you go. So I'm digging. I found my sprinkler source. And you would think they'd put the control head, they'd have to put the control head, you know, that operates the individual sprinklers, they'd have to put it somewhere near the source of the water. So I don't know how far to dig. I'm not going to dig up my whole yard.
You haven't found the wire yet?
I cut the dang thing. I thought it was an old cable, TV cable wire, and then I realized it was for the sprinkler system, and I cut it right at the outside of the house and pulled it up out of the yard as far as I could, and then I couldn't pull it out any further, so I just cut it right there at that point, and I can't remember exactly where that is, and I've dug around trying to find it. I dug up the whole side of my yard over there, and I can't find it anywhere.
Oh, God. Holy crap. Well, you would think, you know, I haven't messed with sprinkler systems in quite some time, and back then they would call a K5. It would do 5 zones of your yards. And generally, it was all right there around the well and the pump. So the feed line for the wire wasn't very long. I don't know why it would be traipsing across the yard. They're not going to put one of those zone regulators underground. It's going to be above ground because they generally have to be replaced every several years. So that doesn't make sense, kind of like you're probably finding out right now.
Control head is in the garage, and wire runs down the wall, and then it goes through the wall of the garage and comes out the vinyl siding, and that's where I cut it. And then I grabbed the other end of it and started pulling on it, and it started coming out of the ground, and then when I couldn't get it to come out of the ground anymore, I said, I'll bump this, and I just cut it there, and there you are. And that's way far away from the source of the where the water actually comes into the system.
The timer for the sprinkler system, is that nearby or is that far away?
It's in the garage. It's, that's the control head for the sprinkler system.
Okay. I'm going to guess most people have them, but a lot of people don't. Do you have the thing up on the roof or on the eave of the house that collects the water so it senses how much rain it's had so it doesn't activate the sprinkler system? That might be where that wire is leading to.
That's underground.
No, not the little mechanism that collects the rainwater. They're generally black, and they're not very big. They kind of look like a sprinkler head. And what happens is, over time, it accumulates a little bit of water in it. And it's so small, if it gets enough water in it to shut off the sprinkler system, then it determines, well, I've had an inch of rain today, so I'm not going to run the sprinklers. And that might be what that wire is.
Please, that's not what it is. This is a four-wire, there's four wires within this thing. It looks just like a TV cable, but if you look, it's got four copper wires, that hard wires like you'd find run for a telephone or a furnace or that kind of thing. And so it, and it controls the sprinklers because they don't work anymore. Just cut the wire. So I got to figure this out.
Yeah, that's that would be called a Cat 4 cable. You know what you need? You need a metal detector.
The control head made out of metal.
No, but that's copper wire. You guys, you said there's four strands in there, so you would be able to detect that if it wasn't more than, I don't know, 8-12 inches underground. And if you need to borrow one, I've got one that I bought a couple years ago. Not the most expensive, but a rather fancy one, and I played in the yard with it like one day, and I've never used it since, and it's in my shed, and you are welcome to borrow it if that makes your life easier.
Buddy of mine, and it led me to the PCV pipe. I don't know. I don't know how it did that, but it was going crazy over the PCV pipe. So I dug down and down about 6 or 8 inches, and there it was. But I never saw anything metal. But I might take you up on that. You wanna? Let's see. Oh, your address is, you got the wrong address on QRZ, don't you?
Yeah, because when I moved up here in November, I was staying at my son's in Traveler's Rest, and I did have to renew my license while I was up here because it expired. And I didn't want to change the address because I knew I was going to buy something, so I did out here in Taylor's just a couple weeks ago. So eventually, I'll get around to changing that address. But I'm out here in Taylor's, but you're welcome to use it. And if you know, I haven't used it in a while, but there's a discriminator on it that you have to adjust properly. The best way to do it is to take a piece of copper and you use the discriminator, and you know, you constantly have to move those. You don't leave them still. You got to keep waving them back and forth or they won't work properly. And you keep adjusting the discriminator to where it will only pick up that copper. That way you don't get a lot of false signals, or, you know, there's an old lighter buried 6 inches from 20 years ago. You know what I mean? So that might be why you were just picking up random stuff.
What you do, go to QRZ and look at my call, Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha, and you can access my email address and email me your address if you don't mind.
Well, two dilemmas. I don't have access to do that right now, but I don't mind giving you my address or my... And how soon do you think you need it? And you're welcome to come get it today if you'd like.
Yesterday, but anyway. All right, let me go inside. Hang on a second.
I think before I moved here, when I put it in the shed, I turned it on. I think the batteries are still in good condition because it's got the original batteries. They're a couple years old, but they were Duracells. And like I said, I never really used it. I found some coins and some other crap like that. But I got bored with it really quick. I was going to use it down on the beach, and it just never happened. I'm lazy. But but I know it's in good working order. It's virtually barely ever been used.
Church on Sunday by a little old lady, never in the rain, right?
KJ4REZ. Yeah, something like that, I guess. But you got a pen?
Oh, not only that, but I have a piece of paper. Go ahead.
Ah, sweet. You don't have to write on the back of your hand. It's 453 Milford Church Road, and that's in Taylor's, and it's lot number 27. It's a mobile home community. I think there's only like 30 homes here. Everybody's on a little piece of land. When you come into the park, it's your first right, and I'm the only home on the right.
183 Milford Church Road. Yeah, I've been on that road, lot 27.
Yeah, there's a brand new white Honda I just bought in the driveway, and my wife has actually, it's new to a little red Toyota, but it's near my house. It's got a one of those sunsetter awnings, which is halfway out. It's blue, and you can't miss it. It's really easy.
I think I've ridden on that more on a motorcycle than I have on the car. Well, if you don't mind, I'll just run over there and pick it up in a few minutes, if that's okay.
Yeah, not a problem. Let me go ahead and write down my phone number so you have it, so when you're done with it, when you want to return it, because a lot of times I'm not home. Not that you couldn't just leave it on my front deck. Actually, you could, so we don't have to worry about that. But I'll give you my number anyways. It is a Florida number, area code 239-834-3328. And what do you think your ETA is to get here?
I would imagine no more than 10 minutes.
Okay, cool. So you're close. Okay. Not a problem. I'll see you when you get here.
J4REZ, KB4CB8, clear.
KB4CB8. And what was the handle? Was it James? You know, I've talked to so many people, and I'm new to 2 meters since I got here, so it's hard to keep track of everybody. All right, David, I do apologize, but I did have my HF rig set up when I got here, and it took a crap on me, so now I'm going to get into 2 meters just for financial reasons. And I'm meeting so many nice people, it's hard to keep track of everybody. You know how it is. All right, well, I don't know if you got a rig in the car or not, but I'll see you when you get here.
I'm sending it in MapQuest right now. I'll see if you...
All right, buddy. KJ4REZ.
KB4CBA, clear.
For VGC? Did you move up from?
Well, I was raised in Miami. I was born in Germany, but I was raised in Miami, and I was in Fort Myers for like 20 years, and I moved from Venice Beach back, I think I got here November 10th.
We came up from Jupiter, West Palm Beach area.
Ah, beautiful on that side. I'll tell you what, you know, when I got over to Fort Myers and then to Venice Beach, it, to me, that is not an ocean. That's just a big lake, and half the time it's dirty. Because I grew up on the East Coast, you know, like you guys came from. To me, that's an ocean.
Yeah, when I was living on a boat there, it was nice having the water so clear you could see to the bottom. Yeah, that part of it was nice. And of course, you have the keys. But you also have hurricanes and other stuff.
Yeah, I'm not going to miss the hurricanes. Although the last one I went through was Irma in Fort Myers, and it went 20 miles. The eye was like 20 miles past us. And we were fortunate, tree damage, but nothing else. And then the last big one I went through was in, I was in Miami, and I went through Hurricane Andrew. That was a disaster. And I was in an old house. It was built in like 1948. It had a flat roof, and it was in a fairly decent neighborhood. Everybody had these newer, fancy homes. And they got so much damage. The only damage to my house was the privacy fence.
Well, people knew how to build houses back then. Then they got cheap. Or new improved. Which means they weren't as good.
Exactly. You know, even back, you know, in the 40s, 50s, and even the early 60s, they were putting a strap on every, what do you call those, every truss. And then over time, it was like every third or something like that. Now they have since changed that back since Hurricane Andrew. But it's like for the couple dollars expense, you know, it just didn't make sense as far as the building codes. But they learned their lesson, that's for sure.
We had a chalet house, basically an A-frame with 8-foot walls on the side. And so basically a 3-story house. And it was fun putting up those shutters when we had to. Glad I don't have to do that. Well, I'm here at the Dollar General. I gotta get some stuff and head on back. Good talking to you. N4VDC.
All right, buddy. You have a great day. N4VDC, I believe it was. KJ4REZ73.